Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Yud Beis. We begin 8 lines from the top of the Yamed. The Gemara continues discussing the theme of the previous daf, where our Mishnah introduced us to certain things you're not allowed to do before Shabbos when it's getting dark, because you might forget, you might come to do an Isser Shabbos, specifically regarding Hoytzah, that we might be carrying the object that we're holding, we might forget, and carry it out into Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara continues on this theme regarding these halachas. Tanu Be'er Bishmol, we learned in the Braiser Bishmol, a person is allowed to go out with this tefillin Friday evening when it's getting close to nightfall, and they were not concerned that he might carry it out when it's already dark. My time, what's the reason? Why is it different than all the other objects that we said you should not be carrying it before Shabbos because you might forget? So the Gemara says, since we already said there's a halacha that says that you always have to be constantly touching your tefillin at every moment. And that's why we do that by davening. We find what areas where we touch our tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel reish. Kavochem mitzitz. And we learned it out from a kavochem and from tzitz. And that is matzitz, shein b'elas kar aches. We find by the tzitz, which was the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, that it said, Kodesh Lashem. It only had one mention of Hashem's name. Amr Torah, still the Torah tells you that it should be constantly on his forehead, and that is as an extra pasuk to make a drasha, because the Torah already said somewhere else that it's going to be on the forehead of Aaron. So why does it repeat it to say that it should be on his forehead constantly? That means that he should not be masiyach das, that he should not misdirect his focus. I mean, he always has to be thinking about the tzitz that's on his forehead. That's what it means, that it should always be there. And then he should always be cognizant of it. So tefillin sheish ben askaras habis, so the tefillin that has many mentions of Hashem's name, and that's also in the same area on the person's head. Alachas kama v'kama, most definitely that the case is that a person should always be cognizant and aware of it and should not be masiach das. And that's why we said you always have to be touching it to bring that, so to speak, that physical awareness about the tefillin. So hilkach mit kedachilu, who says, therefore a person is going to be remembering that he's wearing the tefillin and he's not going to carry it on Shabbos because he's always constantly aware that I am wearing my tefillin and that he knows that it's becoming Shabbos. In contrast to other things where you're holding, you're not aware that you're even holding and you forget, you're going to carry it on Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues discussing the theme of our Mishnah on the previous daf. The Tanya Chananya Oimer, Chayev Odim L'mashmesh B'Bigdoi Erev Shabbos M'Chasheicha. That we said that we're concerned that a person might carry something on Shabbos, and that's why you're not allowed to be holding certain things before Shabbos. There's a halacha that a person has to check his clothing Friday afternoon before it gets dark, and that is that something shouldn't be stuck there. Maybe you're going to be carrying it out, and maybe you're going to have something in your pockets. And Amar Rav Yosef, Hilchasa Rabsi L'Shabbos, that this is a very important rule for Shabbos, and that is to separate a person from being over on the Issa Shabbos of Leitzah. A person should always check his pockets before Shabbos to make sure that he's not carrying something. Now the Gemara resumes discussing our Mishnah. One of the Gezeirus Drabbanan that we said in our Mishnah was Le'yifales Kalev, that a person should not delouse his garments, that he should be checking his garments to get rid of the lice that's on it. And similarly, B'chulu, it said in our Mishnah that Le'yikr Le'erhaneh, should not read anything from the light of a candle. So the Gemara asked the following question, Ibailu, when it said Le'yifales Kalev, that he should not delouse his garments, was that by yoim, that's even by day, shema yarig, because maybe he's going to kill the lice. And that is, it's not talking about when it says later on that it should not be lo'er haner, to the light of the candle, that wasn't going on the first case of delousing a person's garment. Rather, that was going on lo'yikra, that a person should not read. Only that was applicable by night, by the light of a candle. But the case of delousing was even by the day, because you might come to kill the lice, and that is Rebbe Lezahi, it's like the town of Rebbe Lezahi. The Tanya Rebbe Lezer, Ha'ayri Kina B'Shabbos Kila Har Gamel, that there's an Isra of killing even lice, that whoever kills lice on Shabbos is if he killed a camel, and that is even something very large. Although this is very small, it's still, so to speak, a living creature, and one would be Chayiv on the Isra D'Oraisa of killing on Shabbos, which is Aser. And then, V'lo Yikra Lo'er HaNer Shemiyata. Then, regarding the reading of the candle, reading from the light of the candle, was something else, that was that because you might come to tilt it, and that was applicable only for the Isra of reading. Or maybe Tavayu Shemiyata, maybe both the qualification of L'or HaNer to the light of the candle was going back on both cases, both on the reading something and of delousing one's garment, was talking about by night, that you should not do either one because you're going to be checking for the small lice, and therefore you might tilt the candle to get more oil so that it can light better, and that's with Isser. But regarding the day, there was no Isser, and that is because we don't hold that if you kill lice that it's an Isser, it's as if you're killing a really large living creature. So the Gemara's question is, this qualification of L'Arhaner was going back only on the previous case of not reading, or is it going back even on the case of not to, so to speak, get rid of the lice in one's clothing, and that is a person might come to be yate, he might come to tilt the candle, but regarding killing the lice, that we would not be concerned about, because that's not considered killing a living creature. So Toshima, we learned, Ein poilin ve'ein karin la'oran ner. We learned in the Braisa that it said that we cannot delouse and we can't read something to the light of the candle. So therefore it sounds like that it's going on both. To which the Gemara responds, no, mi alim masnitin, is it any better than our Mishnah, where it said la'or haner at the end, and still we were in doubt, because we could say that it's two different cases, and that la'or haner is only going back on lo yikra. Here also you could say that it says, ein poilin, comma, that's even by day, and then la'or haner is going back only on ein kairin, so therefore it's not conclusive on that b'raisa either. So Tashima, the Gemara wants to bring a raya, that la'or haner would be going on both of the cases. Because we learn in the Braisa as follows. Ein poilin lo haner. It says explicit that one cannot delouse his clothing, his garments, to the light of the candle. Ein karin lo haner, and that he can't read something to the light of the candle. And elu min halachas she'amar b'aliyas Chananya ben Chezkiya ben Garin. These are from the halachas which were learned in the attic, in the upper chamber of Chananya ben Chezkiya ben Garin. And therefore the Gemara says, Shema mino, d'tavai yishamiyat, Shema mino. Obviously, that we don't consider killing the lice an issa d'arayis, so we're not concerned as if it's killing a living creature. Rather, the whole issa is similar to reading from a sefer, that is, you can't do it la'or haner in the nighttime because you're going to be checking really close and you need a lot of light. So therefore, you might come to tilt the candle and be over this havara, because it's going to burn up the extra oil that you're tilting. That's the issa, shema mino, it's going back on both cases. So the Gemara continues on this halacha about delousing, about, so to speak, checking for the lice in one's garments. The Amar Yehuda Meshmul, afil lahavchin bein big doy lebig de ishte. This iser of checking to the light of the candle, when we said you're checking the lice in the candle, would apply even if one was trying to distinguish between his garments and his wife's garments. That you can't do that to the light of a candle. So Amar Rava, so Rava says that lo yamaran el debnei mechayz. We didn't say this iser that you wouldn't be able to check, is it your wife's or is it yours, that regarding the light of the candle, that would be only the people of Mechuzah, which were, they were more, so to speak, sophisticated, and they didn't do any work. And their clothing was very wide, like the clothing of garments of a woman. And therefore, you had to check very closely to see, was it his or was it his wife's? Of the Benecha Klisa, but regarding the people that are inhabitants of the rural areas, Mediyadi, it's easily discernible if it's theirs or their wives, because the clothing of the men were very sharp in the sense that it was very tight, because they would work in the fields and you can't have wide open clothing, it would get stuck in something. However, by the women, it was very, their sleeves were very wide open, and therefore you could tell very quickly whose it is, so therefore there would be no problem about checking to the light of the candle, because you don't really need to be ma'ayin so much, you don't need to go ahead and do a very large investigation. However, he says, and even the people of Mechuzah, that we said that the Isser there does apply, we only said this regarding the older women, which theirs are a little bit, so to speak, shorter in the sense of not as wide as other women. And the more, so to speak, delicate men, that they also had wider than the regular men. So therefore, they were very similar. So therefore, there we were concerned that you might come to tilt. So if you have an older woman's garment and a man's garment that was, so to speak, from the sophisticated crowd that didn't work, there you might confuse it. Aba diyaldis me diyadi. But regarding the garment of a younger woman, where their clothing was very wide and very, so to speak, open, that's not even close to the, so to speak, even the open type of clothing of the men that was sophisticated in Mechuz. And therefore, such a case, it would still be mutter to check into the light of a candle, even though it's from the people in Mechuz. So now the Gemara continues and related to the same topic. Turn Rabban. We learn in the Braisa, Ein poilin b'shus harabim, that we're not allowed to delouse a clothing. We're not allowed to go check for the garment for lice in b'shus harabim, even during the weekday. What's the reason? They're covered because of respect. That is, people passing by, they shouldn't be disgusted that you're, so to speak, taking lice off your clothing. It's not respectful for the people. Kayyitza by something similar, a similar type of halacha. Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Reb Nechemya, and some say Reb Nechemya said it, that ein oisin apiktoizin b'shus haram. You can't do what's known as induced vomiting in b'shus haram. They used to take this type of a potion that used to make them, that would induce them in vomiting. You can't do that in public, because again, respect for people, it's not proper to do that in the public arena. So now the Gemara returns to this regarding poilin, regarding delousing a garment on Shabbos. Turn up on. Hamafalas Caleb, someone that's taking rid of the lice of his garments. Moil v'zorik, he can roll the lice and toss them away. Ubavachli harig, as long as he does not kill the lice. And that is, he's allowed to roll the lice, so to speak, to weaken their strength, that they shouldn't, so to speak, come back to him. And as long as he doesn't, so to speak, roll them too hard and kill them in the process. Because this mandama holds that killing lice on Shabbos is a shvus. It's Issur Rabbanan. Whereas the next time that we're going to see Av Abishol, he holds like Eliezer that holds you chayav achatas. It's an Issur Daraisa to kill lice, just like a regular animal. And therefore he even says you're not allowed to even roll it because you might come to kill them. As the Gemara brings from the Braisa, that Abishol Oimer, Neitel Bezerik, you have to take it and throw it away, as long as you don't roll it. Because since it's you might come to kill it, if it's just a derabonance, then we let you roll it as long as you don't do it too much, because at most you're going to be over Issur Derabonan. But if you hold that it's Issur Deraisa, we don't let you roll it, because again, if you come to kill it, you're being over on the Issur Deraisa for a Chiv Chatas. So the Aloha, the Gemara says, Amar Abuna, Aloha Moil Bezerik. The Aloha is one could roll it and throw it, and that we don't hold it, that's considered Issur Deraisa. Bezerik Kvoid, and that is the respectful way of doing it. If I feel a B'chayel, you should do it like that. And that is because it's the most proper way of doing it, not, so to speak, killing them on your garments themselves. So the Gemara brings how the different Amirom would have this custom that it seems like it was more prevalent lice in their days. What did they do? Rabba Mekatelu, Rabba would kill them. Rav Sheshet Mekatelu, he would also kill them. Rava Shadiluhu Likana Demai, Rava would throw them into this bucket of water. And that is, he wouldn't kill them directly. He would throw them in a bucket of water and let them drown. Amalu Rav Nachum Labanse, Rav Nachum would tell his daughters, K'toilin, kill the lice. Vashmin Likola Disanvasi, he would say, let me hear the sound of my enemies, in other words, as they're dying. In other words, this was they so to speak, had no mercy on the lice, because lice is not something that is that friendly to the people that they attack. Tanya will learn the Braisa similarly. Pshimin Loz Zalimer, in Hoygenes Amachilis B'Shabes Divrei B'Shamay. That Reb Shimon Loza said that the opinion of Bishamai is that one's not allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos. Ubisil Matir and Bisil say that it's permitted, as the Gemara in Perek Shemoin Neshrotzim later on, Kavzayin and Beis tells us, that we learn out from Elim Ma'adamim in the Mishkan. And that is just like Elim, that rams, that's where they learned out the Isser of killing on Shabbos, which is they would take out the blood from the Elim. That's only that rams, that they're par meravim, that they, so to speak, they're fruitful and they multiply, they have children. So to any animal that you're the Isra of killing on Shabbos would be something that's fruitful and multiply. But lice, they are not fruitful and multiply. They don't have children, so to speak. They only come from the flesh of a person, and that's where they're shayritz. So therefore, Basil said there is no Isra b'chlal to kill them, although they might be actually living in that sense. But since they're not par meravim, and we learn not all the malachas of Shabbos on the Mishkan, and there it doesn't apply from by Elim, so therefore that wouldn't be the halacha regarding Kina, and therefore Beis Hillel hold that it's mutter. And that's how he said over in the name of Shimon Gamliel that he also said that's the malachis b'shami Beis Hillel. And then they continued that we're not allowed to arrange for a girl to get engaged on Shabbos. And that's because of the issue of mimtzi chavtzcha. And that is, you're not allowed to take care of your own affairs on Shabbos. You should only be involved in the affairs of Hashem. And, so to speak, being involved in Shaduchim is an Isser of taking care of your affairs. You're not allowed to be arranging these things on Shabbos. You should only be speaking about things of Ruchnias. V'loyis atinik l'olam they say. And similarly, you're not allowed to hire someone, let's say, to teach your child to read and to learn from the text. U'lolam de'umnes, and to teach him a craft. V'eimenachm na'velim, and you're not allowed to console mourners on Shabbos. And that is because then you're being mitzar with those that are mitzar. You're also in pain, and Shabbos is not a time of tzar. Ve'emevakrin chelim b'Shabbos, and Allah visit the sick on Shabbos, divi b'Shamay. These are all the opinion of B'Shamay. U'bisil matirin, but B'Shamay holds all the cases that we set up until now, they're all permitted. And that is because B'Shamay says that it's only cheftzcha, mimtze cheftzcha, from finding your objects, from your desires on Shabbos, that's aser. However, he darshens v'li cheftze shemayim, but for the directives and for the objectives of Hashem, of shemayim, that is mutter. And therefore, all these cases, getting married, learning umnis, and learning how to learn from the sefer, and be menachem aveilim, and visiting the sick, these are all cheftze shemayim, these are all the desires that Hashem wants. So if Bissel says, you're allowed to do all these things on Shabbos, you're allowed to make shaduchim, you're allowed to make sure someone's going to be learning with your child, you're allowed to do all these things on Shabbos. Related to this topic that we mentioned, all these different things, that was a machlekes b'shamay mitzil, if you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. So we learned exactly the correct process how to do it on Shabbos, specifically, let's say, regarding visiting the sick. Tan Rabban, hanichnas lavakar sachay l'b'shabbos. So someone's coming to visit the sick person on Shabbos. So what does he do? What does he say? We're not supposed to have tzar on Shabbos. So Imer Shabbos, he says, you tell the sick person, look, it's Shabbos. Milizak, it's a time that we refrain from screaming. However, v'refuah k'rei v'lavei, but that the remedy, the healing should come very soon. And that is, it's a time when we have to expand our das in regarding, so to speak, consoling people that they should not be in tzar. And that's what we tell them, that the refuah is going to come, but we don't tell them that we're screaming out. We're not doing that type of an element on Shabbos, because that's not how we treat Shabbos. Ramei would say, that Shabbos itself could have mercy on you. That is, in other words, if you honor Shabbos from refraining from being mitzvah, from having pain, that itself will be a schus for you, so to speak, to get better. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. Rehuda says that the nusach that one should say is Hamakim Yirachim Alecha Valchay Yisrael, that Hashem, which is the reference Hamakim, the place, he should have mercy on you and on all the sick people of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yisi says Hamakim Yirachim Alecha B'Seich Chay Yisrael, that Hashem should have mercy on you amongst the sick in Klal Yisrael. And that is, he should include him with all the others, that then his tefillah is heard more, because then it's in the merit of the Ram that he's, so to speak, part of them. So that's why he would say b'seich chayil Yisrael, amongst the sick of the people, as we commonly use that terminology too, b'seich sha'am chayil Yisrael. So then the Gemara says that Shavna ish Yerushalayim, a man from Yerushalayim, that he was a very chashav person in Yerushalayim, that his name was Shavna. B'chnesasi, when he would come in to visit the sick person, Omer Shalom, he would say peace, Shalom. U'b'tziyasi, Omer, when he would leave, he would say, look, Shabbos, it's Shabbos milizak, it's a time from refraining from screaming. But that the healing will come soon. And Hashem's mercy is great. And that you should rest in peace. And that is, if you should, so to speak, rest. And you should be mekayim your menucha on Shabbos. And therefore, don't worry, everything is going to be okay. So the Gemara asks, Kaman hazla hoda amir Reb Chanina. So who does this opinion of Reb Chanina go like? That he says that Mishesh lechayla b'tech beis, whoever has a sick person in his house, tzorch shi'ar veno b'tech chili, so that he has to include that sick person amongst all the sick in Klai. So he says, come on, like who? It's Krebi Yosi, like we mentioned before, that he says that the nutzuk should always be b'seich chili Yisrael, that amongst the sick of Klai Yisrael. So now the Gemara continues with another statement from Chanina. From Chanina on the same topic, that b'koishi hitiru l'nacham aveilim u'levakar chil m'shabes, that with great difficulty, Chazal permitted people to console the mourners and to visit the sick people on Shabbos. And that is because since the one who comes to visit is mitzdar, he's in pain, he sees someone that lost a dear loved one or someone that's not feeling well. So therefore it was with difficulty, but we allowed it because it's Chetzei Shemayim. Now the Gemara continues on the theme of Bikur Chaylam. When we would follow Rabbi Loza, when he would go to visit the sick, so sometimes he said one way, sometimes he said another way. As the Gemara says, Zimnan Amar, sometimes he would say, and you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, Hamokim Yifkodcha L'Shalom, that Hashem should remember you for peace. V'Zimnan Amar, sometimes he said it in Aramaic, Rachmon Yadchirnach L'Shalom, that Hashem should remember you for peace. So sometimes Lashon HaKodesh, sometimes Aramaic. It could be, depends on if the person knew Lashon HaKodesh or not. So the Gemara says, but Hecha Avad Hachi, how did he do this? How could he have said this in Aramaic, in Aramis? But Rabbi Yehuda already said, a person should never request his needs in Aramaic. And moreover, Rabbi Yehuda says that kolashol tzrachim b'loshen arami, whoever requests his needs in Aramaic, so then the malach esharis, the divine angels, they don't pay attention to him. And why? Because the malach esharis, they don't recognize the Aramaic loshen. Some of Farshim say because it's, so to speak, it's a distortion of Hebrew and it's not a proper Lashon. Either way is that they don't understand it. So therefore, how could he have said it to be davening to Hashem when they're, so to speak, the ministering angels that are Hashem's emissaries, so to speak, to bring things in and out from the worlds. So therefore, they can't be the shluchim over there. They can't do the mission because they don't understand Aramaic. So how could he have been davening that Hashem should heal you in Aramaic? So the Gemara says, Shani chayle d'shchinimoy. A sick person is different, because the divine presence is with the person. And he doesn't have to direct his tefillahs that the malach ha'shar should, so to speak, be involved, to take his tefillah inside, you know, me'achori ha'parget, that on the other side of the wall where Hashem, so to speak, is. Because Hashem is right here on this sick person. As the Gemara says, Damrav on Amrav, minayin sheshchin esayir esachela. And where do we know that the divine presence supports a sick person? Shanem, like it says the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem yisaden, Hashem will support him, al erz devoy, on the sick bed. We see that Hashem is there, the Shekhinah is with the sick person. Tanim Hachis, similarly learned in the Braisa, Hanichnas Lavakas Achilas, someone that enters to visit the sick, Lo Yeshiv Lo Yagabe Miti, should not sit on the bed, Lo Yagabe Kise, and he shouldn't sit on a chair, Elimis Ativ Yeshiv, and he should wrap himself, and he should sit in front of the person, in other words, from the awe of the Shekhinah, the divine presence, like a person that's sitting with fear and awe, and he doesn't turn to either side, he should, so to speak, cover himself with his cloak and stand in fear, because the Shekhinah is there, as the Gemara said, Nesha Shekhinah Lamalim, Ereshayseb Shalchayla. Because the divine presence is standing above the head of the sick person. Shnem, like it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Yisadena, Hashem will support him, Aleres Devoy, on the sick bed. So therefore, that's why he could say it in Aramaic, because Hashem is hearing. The Gemara concludes with a similar statement, V'amar Rava, Amar Rava, and Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Zonas Achela. For we do know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the sick person, not just that he supports him, but he sustains him. Shnem Hashem Yisadena, from the Lashon of Su'udu, that Hashem sustains him, Aleres Devoy, on the sick bed. Now the Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah. We said the following halacha was, a person should not read from a book, from a sefer, from the light of the candle. And that is because we're concerned that he might come to tilt it because he wants to see from the light better. So the Gemara says that, Amar Rabba, afilu gevoyish shtei koimis. This, even if the candle is high, the height of twice of a person, it's two stories high, so to speak. Afilu shtei mardois, and even if it's two ox goads, which was a measurement they used in those days, even if it's that high. Afilu asar batim zuagavzu, even if it's 10 houses, one on top of the other, it's like a skyscraper, and that is, there obviously you're not concerned that you're going to tilt it, and the reason is, since once the Chacham made a gezerah, they what's called loy plug, they did not differentiate it and say, oh, depending how high it is, no, we made a gezerah on the candle, you might come to tilt it, even if it's so high that you can't reach, it doesn't make a difference. And the Gemara is medayik, that this halacha, this issur regarding, that you're not allowed to read to the light of a candle, because you might tilt, it says it in the singular, that v'lo yikari l'arana, it doesn't say v'lo yikaru, it doesn't say in the plural. So the Gemara's medai, the Gemara infers that chadhu delay likri. It's only one person that can't read to the light of a candle. Hatrei Shabbatami, that it sounds like that two people are permitted, and that is because if one comes to tilt it, the other one say, hey, it's Shabbos. So therefore we're not concerned. But then the Gemara asks, v'tani ba'ulun in the braisa, lo yechad v'lo yishnaim, not one, not two, it doesn't make a difference, they can't read from the light of a candle, which seems to contradict our Mishnah. Amar v'loz lo kasha, depends. Khan, regarding our case in the Mishnah, was be'inyan echad, when they're both reading from one passage. So therefore, since they're reading from one passage, they're both looking at the same area, and they're both going to be aware of what the other one is doing, and therefore he's going to remind them that it's Shabbos. But Khan, there in the Brice, where we said it's us even with two people, was b'shne'inyan, when they're reading from two different passages. And that is, since everyone's looking at his own part, he's not going to realize what his friend is doing, because he's reading on that page, and he's reading on that page. Especially in those days when everything was a scroll, so you could, so to speak, pull it out a long way. So therefore, he's not going to be cognizant of what his friend is doing, and therefore it's us, or even with two people. So I'm Rav Huna. So Rav Huna qualifies this halacha, and he says, Ube Madur, regarding a bonfire, afilu asar b'nei adam asar, even 10 people are asar, even if they're reading from the same passage. And that is because since a bonfire is very large, and people sit very far from each other, so therefore, he's not going to see what the other one is doing. And moreover, we have that these embers, these different pieces of sticking out of the bonfire, very close to the people that are sitting there. And therefore, his friend won't realize if he pushes it a little bit to make it burn a little bit better. For those two reasons, a madura bonfire is different, and that's always going to be awesome. So the Gemara says that there is an exception to this halacha, to the issur of reading to the light of a candle. Amar Rava, im adam chashav hu motur, if he's a distinguished person, then he's permitted to read to the light of a candle, because that is because even during the weekday, he never tilts it because he's such a chashav person. It doesn't pass for him, so to speak, be involved in these technical, menial tasks of turning, of pushing over the candle. He's, so to speak, he's just learning and reading from a sefer. And therefore, even on Shabbos, he can read from the light of a candle. To which the Gemara asks, Meisve, it seems to be a direct contradiction to what Rava said. We said, we learned, Lo yikar la'ar ha'neir shemayat. We said in this Braisa that a person cannot read from the light of a candle because he might come to tilt it. So Amri Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Braisa quotes Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, says, Ani yakar v'layat, I will read it and I will not tilt. I'm not concerned. However, Pamachas karo bikush la'atis, one time he was reading on Shabbos and he was attempting to go ahead and tilt it. Amar, he chopped himself, he said, Kama gedolim divrei chacham, how great are the words of the sages. Shehayo oimrim lo yikar la'arana, that they said that one should not read from the light of a candle, although I was convinced, I never do, I'm not going to go ahead and tilt it. Still, we see that anybody could come to tilt it. So Nassan has a different version of that story. Nassan oimik kar v'hiti, he actually read and he did tilt it. He was over on that Isra on Shabbos. Because of Apinkasa, and he wrote in his notebook the following statement. Ani Yishmol ben Elisha, me Yishmol ben Elisha, Karisi vehetisi neighbor Shabbos. I was reading and I tilted a candle on Shabbos. So therefore, the kshibon beis hamikdash, when the beis hamikdash will be built, avichat hashmin, I'm going to bring a very large and a very fatty carbon chatas, because he was even isidereisa. So therefore, you see from this brisa that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was an adam chashev. We see that even him, the isra applies that you're not allowed to read the light of a candle because it might come to tilt it. So how could Rava tell us that adam chashev is mutter to read to the light of a candle on Shabbos? So the Gemara answers that no, Rava is correct. Amar Rabbi Abba, but Shani Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, although he was an adam chashev, but hoylo meisim atzma divitur kehedyid. But since he makes himself, so to speak, on the words of Torah like a commoner, that's why, regarding this halacha of Shabbos, he was like a hedyot. But adam chashev, that someone that treats himself respectfully, that even for his Torah he's not going to go ahead and do menial tasks, for such a person, it would be mutter for him to read on Shabbos. It's just Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha that regarding Torah, he didn't hold himself adam chashev, and he would go ahead and tilt the candle to be able to learn from the words of Torah better. The Gemara brings a stira. Tanachad, we learned one braisa. Shamish baidik kaisis of a ka'aris la'araner, that a servant could inspect the different cups and the plates to the light of a candle to see if it's clean. But v'tanidach la'yivdach, but another breast that he can't check to the light of a candle. And that is if we're concerned if it's going to tilt him or not. It seems like it's a stira. So the Gemara says, loy kasha, it's not a difficulty. Kan b'shamish kavua. The case when we said that he's not allowed to check to the light of a candle is talking about an attendant, a servant, that is a permanent servant. And he's not allowed to check because he has the fear of his master on him, that if, so to speak, the master sees it's not perfectly clean, and therefore he has to check it very well, so therefore we're concerned that he might come to tilt it to make sure, checking the light to see if there's any dirt on it. But Khan, there where we said that he's allowed to check the light of a candle was b'shamash she'enikavu, by a temporary servant. And such a servant, he's not so concerned about his master because he's only there temporarily. So therefore, he's not going to have to check it so well. So he's allowed to check because he's not going to tilt it to mamashi so perfectly. That's one test. V'yibayisema, another approach to resolve this contradiction is hova b'shamish kavua v'loy kasha. They're both talking about permanent servants. But ha, this one that we said that it's usher to check to the light of a candle was b'demishcha, that was by an oil lamp. V'ha, in this case, we said that you could check to the light of a candle was b'denafta, was by the light of a nafta, which that's a type of a candle that smells. And therefore, you're allowed to check to the light of a candle because it's not going to come to tilt it, because if you tilt it, you're going to get that bad odor in the room. And therefore, even though you're a permanent servant, you're not going to come to tilt it because you don't want to get that bad odor. So it depends. If it was an oil lamp, there it's asr, as we said, because the shamash kavui, he's going to be afraid of his master, and therefore he has to check very well. Whereas the one of nafta had a bad smell, so he wouldn't tilt it. So now the Gemara related to this topic says, Iboilu, we had the following question. Shamash she'ena kavua, but b'demish chamahu. So you have one positive, one negative. If you have a servant that was temporary, so therefore that would be a reason that he should be able to, so to speak, check the light of a candle. But he was checking b'demish by an oil lamp. So the question is, mahu, what would be the halacha? Do we say that since he's a temporary servant, he's not going to come to tilt it even on the weekday, so therefore on Shabbos it's mutter to check? Or do we say that since it's an oil lamp and it's not something that's disgusting, that it has an odor, so therefore he, even on the weekday, he would check and he would come to tilt on the weekday, so therefore he's not allowed to do it on Shabbos? So the Gemara has a machlekes. Amar Rav, halacha, that the law is that it's mutter. However, in Marikim, but we don't go ahead and, so to speak, preach this. We don't tell people that it's mutter because we don't want people to be mezalzel in this isser of reading or checking things to the light of a candle. And that's why we don't, so to speak, announce it, but it's mutter. No, the halacha is that it's mutter, and we tell people that you're allowed to check if you're a temporary servant to the light of even the oil lamp, because we're not concerned that you're going to come to tilt. So the Gemara brings a story related to this machlekes. Rabbi Yimer Bar Abba iklu lebei Rav Asi. Rabbi Yimer Bar Abba, he went to the house of Rav Asi. So come Shammai, the attendant of Rabbi Yimer, got up, who he was a so to speak a temporary servant, and he got up in the house of Rav Asi. Kabodik lenahayre d'sharga, he was checking things, I guess, for his master. He was checking the different utensils to the light of a candle. So Amalei the Besu. So the wife of Rav Asi told Rav Asi that Umar lo yavad hachi, but you don't do this. You hold that it's usher, even a temporary servant, to check to the light of a candle. Samallah, Shavki, so he told his wife, leave him alone, Kirabi Srile, that this servant holds like his master, that is Rabbi Yirmiyah, that he says, Halachu Mayrin Ken, that Halacha is as mutter, and we even teach it that it's mutter for a temporary servant to check even to the light of an oil candle. We're not concerned that it's going to tilt it. Now the Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah. We said, "Be'emes amr ha'chazan b'chulu." In truth, we said that the chazan, that he can, so to speak, check to the light of the candle that the children are reading from, but he himself is not allowed to read from the candle. So the question the Gemara asked, "Va'amet reish raya," but in the reish you said that he could look to the light of a candle. Because he says, the Mishnah said that he could see heichin hatinuk is kairin. He could check from where the children are reading from in the Chumash. So therefore it seems like that my love licorice, isn't it saying that he could read? In other words, when the children are learning, he could so to speak check from the light with them. So why did we say then later that abahu loyik, or that he can't read? Seems to be an internal contradiction. So the Gemara says, loy, l'sader rosha pashayasa. This that we said that he allowed to check where the children are reading from, it's only to, so to speak, to organize the beginning of his parashas. And that is because it's so it should be fluent where the aliyah start and end. And that is an also just general overview of the parasha. And that is since the parasha is fluent in his mouth, he can remember the following day and he could help all those seven people that would come up to get aliyahs with the nekudais and the different tamim, the tune that's supposed to be. He could, so to speak, whisper along to help them along. But he can't go ahead and just learn. He can't be reading. It's just, so to speak, a superficial glancing at it. That's permitted. That it's only that he's allowed to organize, so to speak, the beginnings of the parashas, and so to speak, to be fluent in it a little bit, but he's not allowed to go ahead and actually sit down and to read to the Aran there, because again, because he might come to tilt it. So the Gemara asks, "Bekula parasha loy." So what are you saying? That he could only organize the beginning of the parashas, but he can't actually learn the whole parasha to the light of the candle. Now continue on to the top of Yigimel Manav. But Meisvei, we learned Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Hatinoikah Shal Bes Rabin, Hoy Mesadrin Parashi Yais, V'Korin L'Araner. Reb Shimon Gamliel says explicitly that the school children, they used to prepare their parasha, which seems to say the whole parasha, and not just the beginning of the parashas, and they would read to the light of the candle. So we see that you are allowed to, so to speak, these children, that they were reading from the light of the candle, the whole parasha, and therefore he who is looking on with them, it seems like the whole thing is mutter. So the Gemara gives two answers. Ibai Seima, that no, just like we said regarding the Chazan, it was only Rosh Parashat Yosef, it was only the beginning of the chapters. V'Ibai Seima, you could say that Shani Tanaik is that school children are different, and that is they're allowed to learn the whole parasha to the light of the candle, and we're not concerned that going to tilt different than the Chazan. Why? Since they have the fear of their Rebbe, of their master on them, they're not going to come to tilt. And that is, they don't touch anything, even during the weekday, only if their Rebbe lets them. And that is, that maybe they raise their hand and say, Rebbe, could I do this? And therefore, that's why they're allowed to read to the light of a candle, because they're not going to come to touch the candle, because even during the weekday, they don't tilt it, they don't touch anything. Therefore, on Shabbos, we're not concerned they're going to do that. But the Chazan is different. He can only go ahead and organize the Rashi Parashi Yosef, because he can't actually just sit down and read the whole parasha, because then he might come to forget and tilt the candle.